This is Her Turn, a short story written by D.H. Lawrence and read for you by Paul Metcalf.
Her Turn. She was his second wife, and so there was between them that truce which is never held between a man and his first woman. He was one for the women, and as such an exception among the colliers. In spite of their prudery, the neighbour women liked him. He was big, naive, and very courteous with them. He was so even to his second wife. Being a large man of considerable strength and perfect health, he earned good money in the pit. His natural courtesy saved him from enemies, while his fresh interest in life made his presence always agreeable. So he went his own way, had always plenty of friends, always a good job down the pit. He gave his wife 35 shillings a week. He had 2 grown-up sons at home, and they paid 12 shillings each. There was only one child by the second marriage, so Radford considered his wife did well. 18 months ago, Brian and Wentworth's men were out on strike for 11 weeks. During that time, Mrs. Radford could neither cajole nor entreat nor nag the 10 shillings strike pay from her husband, so that when the second strike came on, she was prepared for action. Radford was going, quite inconspicuously, to the publican's wife at the Golden Horn. She is a large, easy-going lady of 40, and her husband is 63, moreover crippled with rheumatism. She sits in the little bar parlour of the wayside public house, knitting for dear life, and sipping a very moderate glass of scotch. When a decent man arrives at the 3-foot width of bar, she rises, serves him, surveys him over, and if she likes his looks, says, "Won't you step inside, sir?" If he steps inside, he will find not more than 1 or 2 men present. The room is warm, quite small.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?